Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 38 of my podcast, where you just put it on in the background. Just let it simmer. Let it cut. Put it on. Listen to me speak at the gym, and hopefully I will make you drop the barbell on your neck. Hopefully. If all goes according to plan, that is, I will... If all goes according to plan, and you're listening to this podcast, you should lose the ability to control your muscles. I should force your body to make sounds of weakness. I'm gonna make you laugh, boy. I'm gonna exercise this demon out of you, and the demon is laughter. I'm gonna pull it on out of you. I am drinking some kombucha, some gingerberry, GT Dave's kombucha. Cause I'm a health nut. Cause someone nutted, and I want it to be healthy. I want my nut to be healthy. I want my cum to taste great, so that's why I try to be healthy, try to avoid sugar. Fail every day, pretty much. I'm like, oh, I only drink soda when I get fast food. That's not true. I get Red Bull, sometimes I get Dunkin', sometimes I just pour sugar into my mouth. Sometimes there's just so much sugar inside me that, like, that's basically my whole diet. I'm on the reverse keto. It's just sugar. It's all sugar. Let's see what my diet was today, right? My diet today was a bagel, which is carbs and it turns to sugar. I had a Red Bull, which is sugar. I had fried rice, which is carbs and turns to sugar. It's a little bit of protein. You got some egg and onion. What does onion do? Nothing. It doesn't do anything. Onion is worthless. I used to know this girl who one time said she would eat onions like apples. Hey, that's not okay. You need to stop that. That's like, I don't know, that's comparable to eating fucking just raw garlic. The shell and all. What do you call nest? The nest of garlic. The home. You take garlic out of its little home. And you eat the garlic straight up with no cook. Yeah, that would probably fuck you up, dude. What the fuck is garlic, and how does it grow? I think humans just made garlic. They made it up. It's not real. What? It's flaky on the outside. It's literally a nut sack, is what it is. Humans made up garlic. They're just like, all right. God, when he was making garlic, was just like, this one we're gonna have a little bit of fun. You know, like, guys, and they got their dangly bits, you know? They got them dicks and them fucking balls and shit. Yeah, what if we made, vegetable? What is garlic, even? Not a vegetable, is it? I don't know, a root? Maybe. What if we made one that just, like, looks like balls? It's like a gourd. It's like a concentrated gourd. Because it's got that shape, you know? It's got the ridges like a pumpkin and a gourd. So, is garlic a gourd? Is a gourd a vegetable? Is it a root? What's ginger? That's a root. Ginger's lovely. I like ginger. I got candied ginger. That's another part of my diet, which includes sugar. Oh, and that was all I ate today. And I also had some animal crackers, which was free. So it's food, it's calories. Put it inside me, and I will not have to pay for it. But okay, so I got these animal crackers, right? Sometimes you go into work and people just leave snacks in the break room. And I get a bag and I take a bunch of them because I like free food. And I'm eating, so I'm eating these animal crackers, right? And I look down at the cracker, and I mean, they didn't even try. I like, first off, there are two types of animal crackers. There's those smooth, luscious little babies, and then there's the cardboard ones. You know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. There's the smooth, luscious little babies that are shaped in like animals. They actually have like legs and stuff. It's not just like indented. Okay? And then they got the little belly button on the hippo. And yeah, they do a good job. There's those crackers. And then there's cardboard circles with print stamped on it. Like what the fuck? I'll put up a picture if you're watching the YouTube video. I'll put up a picture. This is what the fucking thing looked like. If someone could tell me what animal this is, it's got little gut. It almost looks like a fist. I don't know. It's fucked. So yeah, I eat a lot of carbs, not a lot of veggies, but apparently veggies, they give you kidney stones. So why would I want them? Oh, eat this fiber stuff, and then one day it'll be calcium deposits within you, and you will be in the most pain. It's fucked up. Isn't that fucked up that that's the biggest pain a man can feel? Like, people compare it to pregnancy, giving birth, breaking a femur, and just having a little dot inside you. Just having a little guy hanging out, a calcium deposit rock inside you. And that can ruin your life. Like, you're weak, probably. I don't know. I don't want to feel that pain, but apparently all tea except green tea contributes to kidney stones are just a bomb that could go off. It's like your appendix. It's like, why? Hey, stop. I mean, what do we gotta improve our diets a little more. We gotta do something. We gotta do something to change that because that shit has gotta go. Kidney stones are out. We need our bodies. And that's, you know what? When I first started this podcast, I was adding to a list of human body parts that needed improving. And I was focused on the exterior. I was focused on, you know, eyes, you can just be born and they don't work. You know, God, when he was making eyes, was just like, ah, they'll figure out how to put glass in the right way. Some of them just don't work. Feet, that's just the part that grows fungus. I mean, come on. Like, you gotta attack your body for it to just work. Oh, if you don't keep up. Well, humans, I guess that's a design flaw of shoes, actually. Shoes. I've been thinking a lot about shoes and, like, why do we need them, right? I guess, yeah, it's cold out right now. Of course, you need shoes. But if you think about it, shoes are a solution to humans' man-made problems. Like, oh, gotta have shoes so you don't step on the syringe that someone left on the ground. You know? You gotta have shoes so you don't step on glass. Glass isn't natural. Humans were just like, let's fuck up this sand. Let us fuck it up. So I've been thinking about a lot about shoes and how we don't really need them. And I think next summer I'm gonna go shoeless. If it's not too hot and it's not too cold and the pavement is a good temperature, I think I'm gonna go shoeless. I want to build up callus on my foot so that, I don't know, it's part of my hippie lifestyle, I guess. It's the next thing. Abolish shoes. Shoes are a man-made thing. And then we made shoes, and now, since we have socks as well, we're trapped in our sweaty ass feet all day, and it grows fungus. So that wasn't really God's fault, but it would be nice if that didn't happen. And then I said, like, noses, you know, you could just be born with a bad one, and that's fucked, you know? I got a big nose. My side profile's bullshit. I took a picture at prom, and there was the way the shadows were cast on the pillar next to me. It was just face and nose. It was all nose. So fuck noses. I hate my nose. But then we gotta go inside, you know? We gotta go inside. We gotta say, why are there stones in my stomach? That's gotta... Like, okay. Who invented food, you know? Who was the first person to take it, food, and be like, gotta cook this. Gotta throw some finely granulated salt, table salt, on this. Who was the first person to do that? It was like, oh, we can make an art form out of this. But why are there stones inside your body? That seems like it shouldn't happen. And what should, and do we know exactly what to avoid so that never happens? I would preferably never want to have a kidney stone. I would like to go my entire life and never have a kidney stone. That's a goal of mine. But there's so much shit in our diets that it's probably going to happen. I like Wendy's, you know? I'm gonna get one, and it's inevitable, and there's nothing you can do about it. So just accept it, actually. It's part of self-improvement. It's part of self-improvement. Just be uncomfortable, you know? Get a kidney stone. And then you'll be better. You'll feel better after you have the kidney stone. You'll be like, I'm stronger. I have a better pain tolerance now because of this. My dad had a kidney stone. He told me it was the most pain. He was like in tears. He just kept going back to sleep because the pain was so intense. So that's what got me scared about that. And then I started looking up, well, stop drinking tea. Because tea is like sweet tea. My dad used to drink a lot of Arnold Palmer. And his doctor was like, yeah, man, that's what did it. And so he was like, fuck. Now he never drinks it. Or rarely. But, yeah, dude. Our body's gotta get better. We gotta fix that shit. We need to stop having rocks inside us. Or, how about this? If we're gonna evolve to a point where if we're gonna put enough shit in our body that calcium deposits make little rocks in our stomach, why don't we just make our tubes a little wider then? You know? Just let them come out with ease. I'm gonna go to the store and buy a stent and just put it in my dick hole so that it's wider. I'll train. You know what? I bet people who... I bet people who do, like, docking and, like, you know, they put shit up their dick hole, I bet they really don't have to worry about that. You know? You put a stent in there and it makes it wider, and then you could just pee it out. So, I guess what I'm saying is that's the solution to kidney stones. It's not to not eat, because you're gonna eat what you're gonna eat. No, don't change that. Don't ever change what you're eating. You just gotta put things up your dick hole and make it wider so that it can just flow, you know? I wanna get my dick hole so wide that it takes one, like, it's just one big drop of pee when I go pee. Because right now I feel like I'm really narrow, and sometimes I pee for like upwards of a minute and a half, and it's fucking bullshit, and I hate it. I would prefer it if I just was a bucket, you know? You just pour it out of my dick hole. Also, that would be very confusing if anyone ever saw that, though, you know? Just a massive... I want to stretch all the... use all the skin, stretch it out, and then it's just a hole. How do noses not always bleed? Is a human a straw? Because we got our blood and stuff that's in here, but then we have one big hole that goes through our body. There's the inside. We're hollow. We are hollow people. We don't care. We only care about ourselves. We're so shallow. We're very hollow people. Oh my God. Some people are not designed to live. That's where I'm gonna end that sentence. Some people just gotta... just make your dick hole wider, I guess. Because what are you waiting for? At this point, it's a matter of time. It's just a ticking time bomb. You will have a kidney stone. There's nothing you can do about it. So, what are you going to do about it? You're going to make your dick hole wider. So, I was almost hit by a car. I work in a parking lot pushing carts at a grocery store. And so, I'm very used to being almost hit by cars. And sometimes, you know, like, I'll usually just keep moving because whatever. But sometimes I stick up for myself. On the rare occasion that I stick up for myself, it is fascinating to see how these people act. Because when someone is in a car, they're invincible. Truly. Compared to someone who isn't in a car, you'll die if they hit you, okay? They can kill you. They have a weapon. So this dude waited until I was, like, perpendicular to the left side of his car. And then he started speeding up. And I turned around, and I was like... and he rolled his windows down. So I knew we were about to get into it. I go, "Hey, could you get closer to me?" And he said, "You came out of nowhere." "Oh, hey, that wouldn't hold up in court if you hit me and said, 'He came out of nowhere.'" It's a parking lot. It is essentially one big crosswalk. If you hit anyone, then you're in the wrong. And the fact that you almost hit someone, you're in the wrong. So given that, he goes, "You came out of nowhere." And I said, "It's a fucking parking lot." And then he mocks me. He goes, "Oh yeah, it's a fucking parking lot. Nice." And he said, "Nice." And I said, "Yeah." And then he drove away. And I was like, "Wow, dude. Wow." It is so entertaining to watch these people think that they're right. You know? Like, he could have easily waited those 3 seconds for me to pass him and him not to be close to me. You know? But he couldn't. He couldn't just wait those 3 seconds, and we had a little tiff. We had a little argument about it. And I don't know. It's just fascinating to see people think, "Oh yeah, I'm right." And then he drives away and he goes home and he's like, I won. That was good. I defended myself. I almost hit someone And I was right to have almost hit him. He shouldn't have just... I exercise my right as somebody who it works in a parking lot to go, you know? And sometimes I get very ballsy. I'm like, hey, man, I dare you to hit me. I would love some workers' comp. I don't give a fuck, okay? Please, please hit me. So I like that power dynamic of making people stop for me. And he did stop, but he made it a point to start moving again as soon as possible. So I had to call him out on it. And while a lot of people would take that to heart and be like, my job sucks, I get treated like dirt, I put myself above him because I am above him. That dude, it is sad that that's where he's at in his life, that that's how he treats people. You know, I wanted to go up to him, introduce myself, say, hi, I'm Tyler. I get paid $12 an hour to push shopping carts. What do you do that you couldn't just wait those 3 seconds? Where do you have to be? I get no love. I get no, people just walk all over me. And you know what? I love it. I love it because I get to deal with brats, and I have a story now. I have a story about an entitled prick who thought it was okay to almost hit me with his car. It's fascinating. It is fucking awesome. And one day, the only time any carts that I was pushing, any shopping carts that I was pushing, the only time it has ever hit a car, it is when somebody pulled through a spot, which is technically illegal. So it's never been my fault, and it will never be my fault because I'm just doing my job. I get people, so I'm pushing a shop. What do you do? What would you do in this situation? You see a guy pushing shopping carts going across the crosswalk. Do you speed up to go through the little space you have left before I hit the side of your car? Or do you stop and wait? Well, you'd be very surprised at how many people speed up. And one of these times, I swear, one of these times, I am going to push the shopping carts in front of me so they hit them dead on. Because if they hit them dead on, it is obviously their fault. If I hit the side of the car, it's my fault. But if they hit the side of the carts, oh, try and fucking blame me for that. Hey man, it's a crosswalk, so stop. I have the right of way, cunt. That's fucking interesting. It's just fascinating. It's just fascinating to watch. It doesn't make me mad. I don't hold on to it. I make it a point to forgive and forget everything as quick as possible. Because what am I gonna do? Sit there and be like, oh, I gotta treat you like shit. Oh, people don't respect me. I don't respect him. In fact, I pity him. That's really sad, dude. That's where he's at. And that is a good perspective to have on life. Because what are you going to do? Be mad? Be mad your whole life? You're just going to sit there and... And then that brings it back to social media and politics. Remember when we could disagree? Oh, fuck, man. That was fun. I remembered not thinking about politics. I don't know. I think I'm a liberal. I think I'm a Democrat. I remember not knowing and it not mattering because no one ever talked about it. But now it is combined with your personality. It's part of who you are. And that sucks because it turns off a lot of people. Yeah, we're not going to get into politics again, but, but it is bullshit. And I think that people need to learn how to disagree respectfully. And do you know that's crazy? The crazy thing is, they'll attack you. They'll attack you for being reasonable. Look, I see both sides. I do. Yeah, man. I mean, like, listen. We live in a country where people argue about where to poop. You know? My coworker came up to me the other day and said, "Oh, I just took this, thing that said if a woman identifies as a man, he can use the men's restroom." And I was like, "Yeah? wait, people are still talking about this? It's this important?" Yeah. I mean, you know when somebody gets started talking to you and they're gonna assume that for the sake of the conversation, you'll be on their side? And so my coworker comes up to me and is like, "Yeah, so that's all you have to do. It's all you have to do is identify as a woman. You can use the woman's restroom." And I was like, "Who does that? Who just does that, you know?" And I was like, "Listen, neither you nor I are one of those people. So I don't see the problem. I don't see, everybody poops. Everybody poops. So, oh, no. They need to poop 30 feet that way. Because the restrooms are right next to each other. Women's, men's. No. You're pooping there. You need to poop over there. I mean, who gives a fuck? Literally, who cares? It is such a small percentage of people that you can't just let them be comfortable. And the other way around, right? So what? Just take a shit. It's so stupid. It is so dumb to argue about, and they'll do it about everything. And it's fascinating. I just want to watch the next news headline happen, the next big event, because, you know, the storming of the Capitol happened. I think things are getting boring again, and that's great, because Trump was unprecedented. That's the word. You never heard that word used until last year. These are unprecedented times. These are unprecedented times. Yeah. I think things are getting boring again, and I think that's great, because people need to shut the fuck up sometimes. I just saw on Twitter, a woman took pictures with a bear. Someone put it on Twitter, said, "Would you take a pictures with a bear?" And the top comment was about slavery. I mean, what? Like, I think I pulled a hamstring from that stretch. That I must have pulled a muscle, because my brain got pulled in 7,000 different directions. What's that thing? If you took all the nerves in your body and stretched it all out, you could go from the coast to coast. Yeah, dude, that's how big the stretch was, okay? Yeah, we get it, all right? Everybody always says, white people do the craziest shit. White people do the... But shut up! Okay? Like, there's a point where just stop, please? I'm begging you to be positive for once in your life. You know, not everything has to be outrage. That's crazy. She took pictures with a bear. Oh my, she's also white. Oh no, she's also white. And then they go down this rabbit hole. It's Twitter, okay? It's not the people. I'm gonna start blaming Twitter for these things. Not the people tweeting, because That's what this breeds. It breeds negativity. So, and that's the two schools of thought. There's I can change my situation. That's what Republicans believe. They believe that you have the ability to change your situation. And it's true. You see success stories all the time. You know, fucking AOC is the perfect example, which is why it's funny when she's up there saying you can't get started. Cause she did. You know, she's preaching the opposite of her own story. It's kind of funny. There's that school of thought that you can change your situation and improve it. And then there's the other school of thought where you're a victim and everything has just happened to you and it is bad and it's so negative. And people react negatively. Surprisingly, negativity breeds negativity. This is what I was saying the other time. I was like, listen, dude, I was on board with Democrats until we started focusing on the wrong shit. People focus on the wrong shit all the time. It's so stupid. You're not allowed to poop there. Hey! Hey! Stop pooping there. Poop over there. Shut up. Woman takes pictures with bear. Only white people. Shut up! Yeah, it is. It's only white people. But you don't have to bring up slavery because of it, okay? White people did more than slavery, all right? And you look at everybody else's history. No one's clean. So, yeah, slavery sucks. And it's good that we got rid of it. Why don't we focus on the fact that there are children making your phones? That's a pretty big problem. Let's talk about the fact that we're basically controlled by China because business has been exported over there and we are not self-dependent. Let's talk about that. Or self-sufficient, my bad. You're not allowed to poop there. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I watched The Matrix the other day, and I was like, holy fuck. Elon Musk just watched The Matrix one time and said, I gotta make that. Fucking Neuralink, the evolution of dance, the evolution of language. I love Elon Musk. Is that okay? Is that okay to say that I love a billionaire? Because of the shit he tweets, okay? I love Elon Musk. Because this is why I love Elon Musk. Because if you follow him, you know what Neuralink is about. He wants to be able to connect, like, the brain waves. Fucking, you want to be able to connect with someone and have a conversation with absolutely no room for interpretation. Like, language is old school and you might not get the right impression. He wants to upgrade that to be able to be like, this is precisely what I'm trying to say. With all the emotions and nuance attached to it that language doesn't allow for. That's where Twitter really sucks. Because, you know. So given all that, he goes on Twitter and says, what did he say? I don't know. He said the pronouns are stupid or something, you know? But, like, he's just doing that to make people angry, and I love it. Because if you know what he's talking about, he's saying, yeah, in the future, we don't even need them. Like, I don't know. We're in a weird spot. We're in a weird spot, dude. Everything's fucked. And it's lovely. Is it okay? I'm making it my job to joke about the ship as it sinks. Okay? That's what I'm trying to do here. I am trying to laugh at the ship as it sinks. And some people don't want you to do that. And some people will be very angry with you for not taking a side, not being in it, you know? And that's their problem, because there was a point 4 years ago where it didn't really matter which side you were on. But Trump made everything so polarizing that if you ever say anything good about capitalism, Twitter has normalized communism, dude. I don't know. Look, at the end of the day, it's all just theory. This conversation didn't get us anywhere, and no conversation probably ever will, because we don't have the power to change shit. So, I'm just gonna laugh. I'm gonna take a step back from all that negativity. And I keep on talking about how I'm not gonna talk about politics, but I always end up talking about politics because that's the conversation. But I don't give up. I'm over it. I can't anymore. I literally can't even anymore with politics. I don't. Oh, fuck it. You know? Everyone's gross and evil, and you can't trust anyone for shit. There's nothing you can do to stop anything from happening, because this is the way the world already works. So, let's just live our privileged lives. Okay? Blindly ignorant to the price. Because people are dying in other countries. A lot of people are dying. Well, in comparison, our problems are really privileged. Imagine going to Afghanistan. Imagine going to Yemen, where there's a famine induced by countries who take advantage of poor countries, because they're just gonna milk it dry. Imagine going there and being like, I want to use the women's bathroom. They're like, we don't have bread. We don't have bathrooms. We shit in the street. What the fuck, dude? Shut up. Just shut up. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. All of it. All of it. So, and what are you gonna do? You can't do shit. Yeah, dude. So, we will never change any of this. And we live in a country that fights about where you can poop. I think, alright, here's the question. I get it, right? Accents and places have different dialects and all that lovely stuff. But there comes a point where people just are saying things wrong. Like Australia, for instance. The word no. N-N-O. Oh. No. They say nor, nar, nar. They just round out the end of it. They nar. They sound like a are they powering down? No. 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 They're just a fucking robot. People from Australia are robots, and they're just powering down every time they say, no, they just shut off. I seriously, dude. I mean, like, how are you gonna add three letters to just no? N-O-U-E-R. You know? It's nar. Nar. I need to... Oh, Australia's fucking crazy. Dude, imagine being in New Zealand where COVID doesn't exist. I was curious, so I just did some, like, cursory research, and I got some numbers, right? And those numbers are... I'll just skip the bullshit and tell you the facts, okay? California and Florida. The COVID cases are the percentage of the population and the percentage of the people who got it, who died, are exactly the same. And the population density of Florida is, like, I don't know, more... And Florida gets three times as many visitors. It's just interesting. It makes you think about things. It makes you question some things. You're not allowed to question. Don't question anything. Everything is justified. Everything is justified under COVID because no one's allowed to get sick. It's just interesting to think about. It's interesting to think about the fact that with the very, very different approaches, they ended up with the same numbers. And I know none of that tells us what would happen if California didn't do what it did. And none of that tells us anything about, well, it does. They could have done nothing, and then there wouldn't be the homelessness and the, you know, everything's getting real bad in California. So I heard, I don't know, the only news that I get is from podcasts, so I'm just repeating whatever I hear, but from what I hear, sounds pretty bad. People are escaping, people are leaving, they're fleeing California. And then you talk about, you know, it has crushed small businesses. And then you go to Florida, where everything's open, and all the businesses are doing wonderful. So, just gets you thinking. Fuck politics. These people don't care about you. They just want your money. If people do something wrong at work, and I'd make a note of it every time, but I'm scared of confrontation, so I never say anything. And they keep on doing the same shit over and over. It's like, how many times do I have to think about this for you to read my thoughts? It doesn't, you know? Just, like, fix it. Because you should know what you're doing if no one told you. That's the most petty shit ever. I'm gonna not even tell you what you're doing wrong, and you better fix it. You better know that I want you to. He doesn't even know that I want him to fix it. You should just know. You should just know to fix it. It would be lovely if everybody did their job. You know, that's where all the world's problems come from. That's why I don't think communism could work, because I feel like it's anti-psychology. You gotta have motivation to get what's yours. And then, yeah, it would be nice if you gave back. If I ever became rich, I'd give back. But you can't assume. You can't assume everyone's going to work. Some people are lazy. But we got to have a mix of both. We do have a mix of both in this country. I was, So I was hacked on Spotify recently, and I had to make a new account, and it was so annoying. I would change my password. This is, all right, so this is the whole story. A couple months ago, I linked my Spotify to Bumble, and I think that's what happened. I think that's where it came from. I linked my Spotify to Bumble, and then I go on Spotify, and they're playing some other music, and I try to switch it. They're from fucking Google Chrome, somewhere else. And you can go on the website and log out everywhere and change the passwords. So that's what I did. And then like a month later, they got in again. I mean, obviously, maybe I should have changed it to a different thing. But it got so bad that I changed the password again. And before I even logged back into my own account, they were already in it again. So I deactivated the fucking premium and I made a new account. But I don't understand what the goal is of hacking somebody's Spotify account. What am I gonna do? Surrender? No, I'm gonna ditch the account and fucking, you're not gonna, all right, you have my account now. Nope, no premium. Great. Just, is it really worth it to just go on somebody's account and play and play Russian jazz? Fuck these people, dude. Fuck the Russians. And fuck communism. I don't know, man. I just want everybody to fucking get along. I was... Okay, so, like, I... This has been a long time since I spoke to my ex. And I'm not gonna give names, because at this point, there's no evidence of who it was. So, if you go and look... You'll never find it. So, my ex reached out to me and asked me to take down our podcast episodes, which are episodes 19 and 21 or something. I don't know. There's two episodes that are now missing because I deleted them. And that was because I put out a statement on Twitter saying that I would die for free speech and proceeded to say the F word, faggot, you know? And that's just how people talk, and I see real danger in suppressing that, okay? So that is my opinion. And I'm not allowed to have that opinion. Mm-mm-mm. She did not want to be associated with me after that. So I reach out to her and I was like, listen, let's talk about it, right? Let's be on good terms. I like to be on good terms with people. We don't see eye to eye politically, but I was trying to say that's okay, right? We don't need to be the same person. You don't need to understand in order to be friends. That did not work. Some people are just a cancer in your life, and they do not belong in your life. And I love having the willpower to just give up on people, because that is what I did. I gave up. I said, I don't want to be friends with you. 4 months go by, I'm like, I don't really give a shit anymore. Let's see if there's any chance we could revive this thing. Can we be friends? No, we cannot be friends. So if you're listening to this or seeing this, bye. I guess is what I'm saying. Like, oh my God. And so I blocked her on everything. I blocked her number, everything. And the moment I did, it got a little sunnier out. Life got a little bit more vivid the moment I gave up. I gave up on you. I gave up. So goodbye. I don't ever want to talk to you again. And the best part is you'll live far away. So it's easy not to be around you or evolved. And that is that. And that's the last that it'll ever be. And some people just don't belong in your life. It's sad. You wish you could stay on good terms with everyone. You wish you could. But I don't know. I guess I don't know if it's politics. I don't know. Remember disagreeing? That was fun. Remember, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Remember words never hurting you? And that's another thing about the privilege in this country. The fact that you will cut someone off because they disagree with you, because they made a sound with their mouth. And that was the only time I ever said, there, the faggot count on my podcast is now 3. I just said it twice, and that was the first time I said it. I say it one time, and it's over. So, yeah, if it's that strict, goodbye. I guess if it's that strict, bye. You know, if you're gonna listen, you might not understand the dangers of limiting speech and making it a prob. Like, listen, who did I hurt by saying that? Who did I hurt? It's just a sound with your mouth. Obviously, we all know the one word that's off limits, okay? Unless you're black, especially if you're white, because some people get away with it, you know? But especially if you're white, there's one word you can't say. And that is the way it's always been in my life. And call me old school, but I think that's pretty reasonable. I think that you should be allowed to say whatever you want, except that one word, you know? Just don't say that one word, and you'll be fine. I never called anyone faggot. I don't even use the word. I just said it to illustrate a point, okay? I don't even say that word. I don't know, man. People on both sides. Again, on both sides, people are very sensitive. And it's a space I don't want to live in. I don't want to live in that weird, like, you gotta be like us. And if that's where you're at, then you will have no problem cutting me out of your life. I never voted for Trump, but am I gonna say no, he's not Hitler, okay? He sucked, but he was not Hitler. And look at that, he's out of office now, okay? It's not Hitler. If you're gonna look at him and be that, like, I don't know, man. It's not worth your time. It isn't. And I keep on saying that I'm done with it. And that's where I'm at. You know, that's the evolution of my thoughts. This is what the podcast is, me rambling. So if I touch on it, I will. But in general, I'm done with it. I am so over it. So on that note, what if apps ended? Like TV shows. Like, what if one day we woke up and it's Twitter's over. We did it, guys. We did it. Twitter is over. It ended. What if you go and sign in? It's like, sorry. Season is over. The show ended. It's over. This whole charade, it's over. Yeah. Alright. Who the fuck would go out of their way? You know, you're driving down the road. You're driving down the road, and you get a little tense, you know, because you see a cop car. And you drive past it, and you look at the side of it, and it's not a cop car. Someone bought a cop car. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you induce anxiety in all the people all the time, whoever drive past them. What is it? Is a Chevy? I don't know. There's the SUV, and then there's like a Dodge Charger or whatever. You know the police car models. Who the fuck goes and buys those? I mean, listen, like if you go to a Chevy dealer and they're like, this is what the cops drive. Is it hard to sell them? Is it hard to sell them? Do people, like, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't developed that thought enough to just be like, why would you buy one? Why would you buy... I just want people to drive real slow around me. I want people to see me and it strikes fear. I want people to slow down when they see me. Which honestly, yeah, I guess it's pretty valid in that case. I want people to be extra careful around me. If you did that, maybe you just shouldn't drive. Some people just shouldn't drive. You know what's a great realization, though, and it cures a lot of anxiety about driving, is you're a person, too, and people see you, you know? Like, you're not invisible. Not everything is because you're there. This is, sounds like somebody who got into a crash and is justifying it. It's like, hey, man, you should have moved out of the way for me. Just keep on going. Swerve in and out of lanes, and it'll be fine. Because people gotta move for you. It's called mall walking, but on the highway, you know? Just keep going and make people move. They better. If you see a couple walking, walk right through them. Just in their holding hands, just break that link. Just fuck you, going straight through. I wanna see somebody who's like holding hands, but not like at a distance, because they're responsible adults. They'll socially distance but hold hands, so they're kind of just like having their arms out like that. I want somebody with socially distanced hand holding. I want to do limbo under that. That is exactly where my brain is at right now. I want to do limbo under a couple holding hands socially distance. I don't know, man. I don't know. Last note I got up on the old phone is I saw this guy at work today who coughed, but he turned the cough into like a laugh, like an evil laugh. Like he was like, obviously not that extreme, but like he just turned it into what almost sounded like a laugh. And then I heard him do it again. I was like, you just don't want, it's okay. You can cough. We're not scared of coughs anymore, right? People can cough as long as they got the mask on. I don't know. People were really, really uptight, but I think it's already subsiding. People are kind of like, yeah, people still cough. I don't think, yeah, people have not been worried about coughs for a long time, but sometimes I do hold it in because I think that people are going to be worried that if they see me cough, that they'll be like, I got to get away from him. But they don't have to. They really don't have to. Just get the fuck away from me. Oh, God. Get away. I like to be alone. I think that's, you know what? I think that's fine. I think, I don't know, man. I talked about relationship OCD a little bit on the first few minutes of the other podcast. And it's just, I don't know. Sometimes the freedom of being single is really liberating. You know? I don't know, because like, what's the alternative? I'm in a relationship wanting to, because I'm looking. Yeah, I keep on looking, but I'll be in a relationship and I want to keep looking. I don't understand. I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I should just be single for now. At least for now. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? We're all just living. We're all just here. That's all you can, that's all you can do. That's all you can really ask for. That's all that everything is. Everything is everything. Look, it's my new philosophy is be alone and learn how to be comfortable being alone. And then, you know, like have nothing as your base, and then anything will be worth it. You know, just if you just sit there and you learn how to. I'm officially off of my antidepressants, and maybe I'm going crazy, but it's official. I'm done. I'm still going through a little bit of the withdrawal. I got a little wiggly, got a little dizzy. I got in my car, started driving. I was like, whew, and it kind of drifted a little bit in my mental, and not in real life. You know, the car didn't drift. That would be weird. But I turned the corner and like everything was a little, my eyes are a little weird and my coordination's a little off, but I'm off of psychedelics. Why did I want to say that? I'm off of antidepressants now. And I think the biggest thing that taught me, that antidepressants taught me, is what thoughts to ignore. Because you need to realize what's worth dwelling on. And a lot of things you gotta let go. You gotta let some things go. You gotta make peace with your past. You gotta make peace with, you need... If you are having no regrets, is not about never making mistakes. It's about being okay with the fact that you made a mistake. Like, a mistake is an opportunity for growth. And you will, if you learned from your mistake, that is, then you are a different person. You were literally a different person operating based off of different experiences when you did the regrettable thing. When you made that mistake, you were a different person. And now, hopefully, if you learned from your mistakes, you are a different person. And I don't know. This is the first time in my life where I feel that I've learned to be at peace with who I am right now. Not me 5 years ago, not me where I'll be 5 years from now. Right now, me, I'm comfortable. And so I'm ready to introduce the highs and the lows again, because that's what antidepressants do. They just cut out that top and bottom 15%. And then you're just operating in this space where, okay, all right, life is a little calmer. Life is calm. That combined with drinking and smoking every night over the summer, I have arrived at my new, this is my religion. And it boils down to this phrase. This is my new desktop background inspirational quote. It's just like I thought about getting it tattooed. It's literally anything is better than nothing. Anything is greater than nothing. Like the greater than symbol. Anything is greater than nothing. Anything. This right here. You can believe in an afterlife. I personally don't. So I believe that this right here is it. Okay? And anything. All of you, if you're alive, you're winning. Okay? COVID lockdowns have brought people inside. And they need to figure out how to be alone. And when you're sitting there and you're just at home in thought, yeah, you can go crazy. Maybe I went crazy, but maybe you gotta be a little crazy. Maybe you have to be a little crazy in order to not want to kill yourself. You know, it is. You need to logically explain to yourself how you can be happy. Like, and there's really a three-step process for how to do things that are important to you. It's, for me at least, I've prioritized, above all else, I have prioritized things that make me lose track of time, because that is ultimately, isn't that kind of the goal? It's just to not be worried about anything, just to be focused on the moment. I'm present, I'm thinking out loud, I am doing this, and that is what I'm doing. And that's the most important thing for me right now in my life, to just be in a constant state of flow and just not worried about when and where and time, and take note of the activities that you're doing that make you lose track of time, and do those things, because you're not thinking about anything. You're not worried, you're not sad. You're probably happy, actually. It's literally an antidepressant. It takes away all the thoughts. You're just, here you are. And that's where I feel drawn to meditation recently. I feel drawn to hippie shit, you know, like Buddhist shit. Like, everything is everything, yin and yang, there's only life because there's death, so make your life as good as possible. Anything is better than nothing. If you're here, you live in the first world. This is one of, we're kind of a struggling empire, but you live in the greatest time in history. It has never been easier to just be alive. And if that is your base, and you learn how to be comfortable in your own head, just here I am, rock me like a hurricane, anything is good, you know? It's about, so like, if you were, you don't want to be, I don't think you want to be rich. I don't think, if you were, especially if you were born with money, if you were born, your standards are so fucking high. They're so high. And it's going to take a lot for you to be happy. So the goal is to get that bar as low as possible. As low as possible. And if you're comfortable with nothing, with minimalism, with having very few things and just having a very simple existence, if you can figure out how to be comfortable, and likewise bring that bar down as low as it can go, to just be comfortable, like, wow, it is amazing that I'm alive. You know, if you just think about everything, sit there, sit down, sit in your fucking chair and think about everything. Okay? Do that enough, and then you'll do the Among Us wires, you know, you'll click the wires into the thing and it'll be good and the lights will work. You need to logically, at least for me, I'm only speaking about me, okay? I had to connect those wires, and now, for one of the first times in my life, I am happy just existing. And that is like such a beautiful thing. That, like, oh, you know, people really take things for granted. They really do. People take their privilege for granted. And it's hard to put it into perspective for people who don't know anything else. And of course, I personally don't know anything else because I grew up right here, you know? So I've been alone a lot. I never really talked to anyone in high school because they just didn't, I don't know, I wasn't popular. I didn't like anyone. I didn't really care about those people. And so I just go home and be alone, kind of wasting a lot of my life playing RuneScape. And I'm still playing RuneScape, but you know how it goes. You know, I have lowered the dose of RuneScape that I have in my life to a healthy amount. And it is, I don't know. Just find the things that make you lose track of time and prioritize those things. Because that's life. That's life. All right. That was quite the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone you think might also enjoy it. Because that is what we do. We spread love. Hey man, spread love, okay? Spread love. Love everyone. I'm not saying this to brag, okay? But the other day, I wiped snow off of someone's car. Because I didn't want them to be driving and all the snow goes, you know, all the way on their windshield. And then I don't want them to get hurt. So I did that. And I'm not asking for thanks. That's why I'm putting in an hour and 10 minutes into my podcast. It's just spread love. Pay it forward. Do something for someone, a stranger. Do something. Do that. Wipe snow off someone's car if you see it. Because it'll make you feel better about everything. Live locally. And don't think about the powers that be too much. Because the more you do, the sadder you'll get. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next time.